You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
What's up, y'all? This is Nate with Good Morning Liberty, going to bring you an extra special episode right here. So I saw on Twitter earlier, I saw Joe Rogan post this tweet basically saying that someone made him look dumb on his podcast, this guy named Josh Zepps. And what they were talking about were the rates of myocarditis associated with the vaccine and associated with COVID. Rogan has been out there saying that there is a higher risk of myocarditis from the vaccine for kids than there is from getting it from COVID, basically, that there's an increased risk if you are vaccinated. And this guy brought up a study, and according to Rogan, has proved him wrong on this. So I'm going to call this Joe Rogan was wrong. I'm not saying that Rogan was wrong because of what he's been saying. I'm saying that he was wrong to actually give up on this point because he actually didn't look at the data properly, and neither did the guy that was talking to him. We have an issue right now where, now, okay, first off, let me do your common disclaimer. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not saying anything about the vaccines, okay? I don't care. I don't have any kids. I don't think they should be forced to take them. I'll just say it that way. I don't have any kids. You make your own decisions. All I want to do is make sure that the data is being presented in the proper format, that we are comparing the proper things together. And we haven't been doing that, and they did not do that on this clip that I'm going to show you right now. So let me bring up this clip. We're going to watch that real quick so you can see what I'm talking about.
Where there's an adverse risk associated with the vaccine. It's like
yes.
A 2 to 4-fold increase in the instances of myocarditis.
Yes, but you know what?
Hospitalization.
You know that there's an increased risk of myocarditis among that age cohort from getting COVID as well, which exceeds the risk of myocarditis from the vaccine.
I don't think that's true. I don't think it's true. No. I don't think it's true that there's an increased risk of myocarditis from people catching COVID that are young versus increased risk of myocarditis from the vaccine.
No, there is. There's both.
Well, let's look that up, because I don't think that's true. Myocarditis more common after COVID-19 infection than vaccination. But is this with children? Yeah, we're talking about young people.
Men and boys aged under 30 after this is what it says here.
With children is the issue.
Well, no, we were talking about 15-year-olds.
Well, we're talking about young children.
Male child. 12 to 17.
12 to 17, more likely to develop myocarditis within 3 months of catching COVID at a rate of 450 cases per million infection. This compares to 67 cases of myocarditis per million at the same time following their second dose of Pfizer.
Yeah, so you're about 8 times likelier to get myocarditis from getting COVID than from getting the vaccine.
That's interesting.
Now,
that is not what I've read before, but also it's like...
Okay, so there's our clip. Let me bring this back to this setup right here. That'll be good. So the point that the guy's making is that there's an increased risk of myocarditis. Let me see if I can talk today. Increased risk of myocarditis for kids who get COVID versus kids who get the vaccine. And according to that data, that is true. According to that data, that's true. But there's one problem that they're not bringing into account when they talk about this. And that is this data they're talking about. We're going to talk in everything in delta terms. Okay, back in the old Delta variant, because that's what these numbers are coming from. Omicron is less deadly, less dangerous, more infectious. Those rates are likely to go down since it is less dangerous, but we don't have the data on that. So we're going to talk in Delta terms right now. So compared to the kids who get COVID versus the kids who get the vaccine, there's a higher risk of myocarditis than the kids who got the vaccine. But there is an issue. What are the chances of getting COVID for a kid? That has to be brought in, because what they said was the rate per million of COVID infections for those kids, the rate per million of COVID infected kids versus the rate per million of vaccinated kids. There's a difference in the risk there because you're not guaranteed to get COVID. We're talking in Delta terms right now. But if you're getting the vaccine, what is your risk of getting the vaccine? If you're getting the vaccine, your risk of getting the vaccine is 100%. So what we're actually doing when we compare kids who got COVID and what their outcomes were is that's a subset of the population. Not only did they get COVID, so there's a subset, and then they got the myocarditis also. So then we have another subset. But then when you're comparing that risk for vaccinated kids, what is the risk of being vaccinated if you're vaccinated? The risk is 100%. All right, so let's just look through some of these studies. We're going to take this apart just a little bit. Okay, I'm going to bring this up, the actual study that he was going over. So this is the one that they were looking at right here from New Scientist. A study in the U.S. has analyzed how often myocarditis occurs following infection with the coronavirus. Researchers analyzed the records of healthcare organizations that cover a fifth of the U.S. population. They found that during the first 12 months of the pandemic, males aged 12 to 17 were most likely to develop myocarditis within 3 months of catching COVID at a rate of about 450 cases per million infections. Now, compared to the vaccine, this compares with 67 cases of myocarditis per million males of the same age following their second dose of the vaccine. So we're comparing 1 million infections and then 1 million vaccinated kids. The issue is you're not 100% likely to get COVID as a kid, but if you're getting the vaccine, you're 100% likely to get the vaccine. You understand? So you move into that risk category for sure if you're getting the vaccine, but you're not automatically in the risk category as a child because it's not 100% likely that you're going to get COVID. Let's look at some of those numbers real quick. I'll just put my screen bigger here on the video real quick. I guess I'll only be able to put this up on Rumble, so you'll have to find that. So here's an issue. Oh, let's find the actual rates. This is from the American Academy of Pediatrics, and this is as of January 6th, so this is post-Omicron starting to run around all over the place. The overall rate is 11,255 cases per 100,000 children in the population. Now, this is with Omicron. It's going to be lower, actually, for Delta. Those numbers, the rate per 100,000 is actually pretty difficult to find. I've been looking around, and this American Academy of Pediatrics has been the one that actually put it out there. So we're going to say about 1 in 10. It's about 1.1 in 10 for Omicron. We're just going to be safe and say 1 in 10 are actually going to get COVID. When we're talking about the numbers coming from this study the guy is talking about. So this becomes the issue right now. Let's go back to the study. You're comparing 1 million vaccinated to 1 million infections. But then we actually have to talk about what are the actual risks for a child. So for 1 million infections, since the rate is 1 in 10, basically, you actually had 10 million kids and ended up with 1 million infections and ended up with a rate of 450 of them getting myocarditis from those infections. From 10 million kids, you had that group, a million of them get COVID, 450 of them get the myocarditis, okay? So since you're taking that, since now you actually have to compare to 10 million kids, because your risk of getting COVID is not 100%, but your risk of getting vaccinated, if you're getting vaccinated, is 100%, you actually have to compare that to 10 million vaccinated children. All right? That is how you would actually compare those numbers. So the number stays the same, 450, for the 10 million kids. 10 million kids, 1 million of them get COVID, 450 of them get myocarditis. 10 million kids. So now we have to take this 67 cases per 1 million and multiply that by 10, and we end up with 670 cases for the 10 million group of children. Now, it might not be the three or four fold that Joe Rogan was saying, and of course, there are going to be different numbers all over the place about everything, but I just wanted to show where Joe Rogan went wrong was not presenting the data properly. And what this guy did was he actually manipulated the way, he didn't do it, he's talking about a study here. What a lot of people are doing is that they're actually manipulating the way that the data is presented. They are comparing the risk of vaccinated children to the risk of kids who get COVID, but your risk of getting COVID is not 100%, while your risk of getting vaccinated, if you're getting vaccinated, is 100%. So you have to actually compare the proper numbers. In that case, you would compare 10 million vaccinated children to 10 million unvaccinated children. Of the 10 million unvaccinated children, 1 million of them get COVID, 450 of them get myocarditis. Of the 10 million vaccinated children, 670 of them end up getting myocarditis. Hopefully that makes some sense to you. That ends up making the rate, I don't know, about, it's not a full 100% more, it's like 50, 40% more dangerous. I don't know. As far as the myocarditis, 40%, something like that. It's not the three, four fold that Rogan was saying. It's also not the eight times higher that the other guy was saying, because you're comparing different subsets of the population. Okay. If you found this valuable, let me know on Twitter at GoodAMLiberty. You can, of course, catch us talking every day of the week when we want to about all this good stuff, trying not to get canceled on a daily basis. All right, y'all have a good one. I will talk to you soon.